So if we think about the working classes or the labouring classes first, they're going to be very much affected by these wider economic changes that take place in the 18th century. There are very big changes in agriculture and very big changes in industry and manufactures. People talk about the Industrial Revolution and the Agricultural Revolution. But across the board, there's a common pattern. Women are always going to be paid less than men, and their labour is going to be regarded as less important than that of men. That doesn't change at all. But if we think about agriculture, the big change that takes place there is that agriculture becomes more efficient and more commercial and uses more technology. So we have the introduction of things like the seed drill, and we change from instruments like the sickle to the scythe. And all of these changes work against the interests of women, that as less labour is needed, women are the first to be laid off. So women are regarded as the more dispensable part of the workforce. They're also regarded as a less skilled part of the workforce. So where you have machinery, women are much less likely to be allowed to use it. So a very good example here is in the dairy industry, which was traditionally very much a woman's preserve, that the milkmaid was a woman, the dairy was a female area. What happens in the 18th century is that becomes a more scientific approach to dairying and cheese making, and machinery is introduced, and it is assumed that women don't have sufficient intelligence or skill to be able to manage this. So women are being pushed out of the dairying industry. Similarly, with agricultural implements like the scythe, this is regarded as too heavy and regarding too much skill for women to use. So whereas they use the sickle alongside men, as the scythe is introduced, women get excluded. Then other big change in agriculture is the impact of enclosure. Now, enclosure was a process where land which had formerly been common land, so many people had access to it, it was farmed as a communal activity. This is enclosed, it's taken into private ownership, and it's farmed on a much more commercial basis. And this has an effect because prior to enclosure, common land could be used by small families to support themselves. They could grow small amounts of crops, they could pasture a cow or have a pig. And this could be a very important means of supporting and sustaining families who weren't engaged in commercial agriculture. But with enclosure, they're forced off the land. And this takes away the opportunities for women in particular to help support the family through cultivating a small amount of garden crops or pasturing a cow. So that's another area where women are affected negatively in the changes in agriculture.